microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fire.
Kicking the can. Never would I think I had the world in my hand. 17 times circumnavigate the globe. A traveler's tradition, my religion is the road. Broke the mold, explored all the options. The quickest way to curate the cash, so I clocked in. On the job, no training wheels. Told my mama I'ma make it cause I say I will. Say I will. Till the wheels fall off. Yes, yes, y'all. To the beat, it don't stop. Between a rock and a hard place, came up out the ghetto with my boys, no scar face. But is my mind playing tricks? If the world is really mine, how I ain't got shit? Still they stop and they frisk, but it's never gonna change till we stop and resist.
Listen, listen if you want it up.
Drug dealers, comic books, white girls and real niggas, skateboards, bandanas and malt liquor, Japanese cartoons and straight killers. They tell us get out the ghetto and get rich, but when you really a rebel you don't fit. We all trying to find our niche, gotta grab it by the throat and make the world your bitch. It's the American way, plug into the drive and let the narrative play. We obsessed with nothing but the best shit. Do it on your own or be a drone with the death wish. Defy definition, repress repetition. Get money, get high, get sex, the addiction. The depression, the stress, the affliction. Get ready, get set, go, we on a mission.
Listen, listen if you want it up.
For police brutality up at the park, but when we killing ourselves, don't nobody wanna march. We got to start to take a look in the mirror. If we don't respect ourselves, then they always gon' fear us. If black lives matter, then black lives matter, and the color of the killer shouldn't even be a factor. Most of these rappers ain't equipped to lead, cause most of these rappers illiterate, can't read. This is educated street music for the educated street movement. It's fucked up what the police is doing. But motherfucker, look what we doing.
Oh,
are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and I'm rolling with my dude. His name is James Renwick, and you probably are saying, wait a minute, I didn't hear Star Saxon or Blaze Rock or Rich Nix. This is one of those things, it's another one of those perfect storms, but just as last episode, I was able to call on my boy Paco Knott. I'm able to call on James Renwick. He's no stranger to Microphone Masters, so he knows how it goes down, and this is right in his wheelhouse. I want to set everything up before I let Mr. Renwick run wild, because he is never at a loss for words. We just came out of that MERS featuring Minder called No More Control. After this, we're going to be going into a couple of part interviews with Keith Murray. I hooked up with him a couple of days ago, so two-part conversation with Keith Murray, and then also one with a gentleman by the name of Haji, real cool guy. And I think you're going to like his music. So we're going to go into a two-part interview with Keith Murray and then Haji. And then James and I will be back to wax poetic about something. But Mr. Renwick, last week, the news came out that Bill Simmons is no longer going to be with ESPN after his contract is up in September. And this is stuff that I go to awfulannouncing.com and I've heard rumblings about this. And so it was interesting in the stuff that I read that that John Skipper is the one that threw out that first salvo, so to speak, and let the news out, or let the cat out of the bag. And I wanted to get your take, and you can take it wherever you want. But one of the it was interesting because Awful Announcing, they put up a little article, the 9 biggest questions now that Bill Simmons is leaving ESPN. And their 2 points really stood out to me. One was, is Simmons still going to work through September? Because we know that he's very opinionated, and he's gone at some of not only Roger Goodell, but he's also gone at some ESPN folks as well. And the other point was, does ESPN shift away from personality-centric endeavors like with Grantland and Bill Simmons? So take it wherever you want. What's your take on the whole Bill Simmons thing, man?
Well, the first thing you gotta look at, I mean, it's not like Simmons and ESPN have had like this beautiful, wonderful relationship in history. I mean, he got suspended last year. He's been, you know, suspended from Twitter before, and ESPN's got a long documented history of nobody's bigger than those 4 initials. That's all well and good, but you're putting people on TV, on podcasts, on the radio, in front of live audiences, and you're expecting these people to be entertaining, but not too entertaining? I'm not sure exactly how that works, all right? I mean, if you're having non-sports programming, so it's not a game, if you want people to stick around, if you want people to actually listen to your network, watch your network, well, then you have to have personalities that draw people in, that bring people in and want to be watched, want to listen. Simmons obviously did that. He's probably the biggest name from a cross platform standard that ESPN's ever had. I mean, I think you could make a case that Patrick and Olbermann, when they were hosting SportsCenter, might have been bigger than Simmons, but they were on, you know, 5 hours a week. They did their SportsCenter, they went home. That was it. Maybe they'd stop by for a guest shot on a radio or what have you, but that was it. Simmons, he's doing the 1 hour Grantland Basketball Hour. He's got a whole website. True. That you gave to him. You gave him a website. You didn't do that because you thought, oh, he's pretty vanilla. You don't do that, all right? If you look at the websites, because that's been ESPN's thing lately, these little boutique sites, they tried it with ESPN Women. It didn't work because they didn't have that signature personality to drive it. Well, then they started Grantland and Simmons. Look, the first year of Grantland was incredibly hit and miss, all right? But he's developed a roster of people. You talk about people like Bill Barnwell or Zach Lowe or Rembert Brown. These guys, they're good, they're young, and Simmons, for all intents and purposes, brought them to the public's consciousness.
Right.
All right? And nobody knows who they are. They're just the guy who wrote the article I read without Simmons. Now, he's brought these people to the fore. You see these other sites come up. You've got 538, and there are many, many, many reports that say Nate Silver chose ESPN over a multitude of other options, in part because of Simmons. You've got Jason Whitlock, and Jason Whitlock's a whole other story. I mean, you want a ball of crazy? Jason Whitlock's a ball of crazy for you, but they're giving him a site which he's referring to as Black Grantland. Right. He's not referring to it as Black ESPN. He's not referring to it as my Black site. He's referring to it as Black Grantland.
Right.
All right. If you want these people to play with you, you have to understand what you're getting into. You don't turn the mic over to just anybody in the crowd, correct? I mean, you don't just hand it off. So this has been a long time coming. You read the articles, you hear things. Simmons didn't necessarily throw out contract terms right away. He didn't want to give ESPN something to say no to. All right. But I was listening. I was listening to Dan Patrick's show on Friday when Simmons went on and did his thing. And you know what he said? He said a couple of things. One, he said all factually correct things. Roger Goodell is atrocious as a commissioner. Let's not forget, he just suspended Tom Brady for 4 games. What does that say? That says deflate the ball, you get 4 games. Deflate your girlfriend in an elevator, you get 2 games. That's all Simmons said. He said, and all Simmons was talking about was, hey, why didn't they get the suspension right away for Brady? He's had 4 months to get this report together. I'm just going on faith that Goodell read the report before they released it. So why didn't Goodell announce the suspension right away? For the obvious reason, because he wanted to see what public reaction would be. Public reaction varied from shouldn't be a suspension to suspend him for a year. He went, okay, 4 games. We all know it's going to go through the arbitration process and the appeal process, and it'll end up at 2 games. That's wonderful. Good for you, Tommy Brady. The point is, how come Goodell couldn't have done that on Friday when the report was released? So he said everything that was factually correct. He used the term testicular fortitude. Yeah. Last I checked, that wasn't those. Neither of those two words are in those 9 words you can't say. All right. Testicular is an anatomical term. All right. You know, I'm 40 years old now. You may hear that from time to time. You may hear testicular when you're talking to your doctor. All right. So what Simmons did, that can't possibly be why they're not bringing him back. They're not bringing him back because they don't want anybody to be bigger than the 4 letters. But if you want the 4 letters to continue to grow, you're going to continue to find people like Bill Simmons. I love Scott Van Pelt. Yeah. I think Scott Van Pelt's great.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, hey, Scott Van Pelt, why don't you get your own website?
True.
All right? They brought Olbermann back after however many, oh my goodness, he's been fired from everywhere. And I love Keith. I'm a big fan of Keith. Yeah. But they brought him back and they went, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a half hour show and we're going to put it on at a time when everybody is tuning into ESPN to watch something else.
True, exactly.
Okay. The only reason you're watching Olbermann is you're either a huge Keith Olbermann fan or you're waiting for the game to start. That's it. It's the beginning and the end of the story. When they debuted his show, he was getting preempted for Women's Australian Open Tennis. This is not a huge vote of confidence for Keith, all right? They're trying to keep him in his box. They're saying, Keith, stay in your lane. Keith stayed in his lane for a while. He'll continue to stay in his lane for a little while, and then eventually this will happen with Olbermann, too. But this has gone back. You saw with Olbermann the first time. Dan Patrick got moved out when he got bigger than the game. ESPN doesn't want anybody bigger than ESPN. At the end of the day, okay, who loses in this? I think both of them do. I don't think Simmons will ever reach as many people as he did. I don't think ESPN will have as I don't think ESPN's ever going to. I think this is going to be a huge issue for ESPN as they try to get new talent. All right. If I blow up and I'm a huge sports writer now and I'm a personality and people are digging my Twitter feed and I'm going to get an ESPN comes calling and says, James, we want you to come on. I'm going to go, well, for what exactly? And let's take a look at the terms of my contract because I need about 23 outs. I need about 23 different ways I can get out of this thing because I don't want to be put on television and have somebody say to me, all right, we need you to talk about what just happened in the NFL. It's a huge story, but make sure you don't piss anybody off.
Right.
Doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. All right. This is a network to employ Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. Apparently, the rule is you could say stupid things and you could do stupid things if you're stupid. But if you're smarter than the average bear, I'm sorry, we're going to have to ask you to go.
And on that note, we're going to get into a couple of songs to come back with our two-part conversation with Keith Murray and then Haji. And then we're going to be back because James Renwick is going to leave us with a parting shot. So we're going to get into Animal Farm called Down to Business and Fashion featuring Dom Kennedy. It's called Golden State of Mind. And then we're going to come back with Keith Murray. And until we come back, you're going to hear joints from Doey Rock, from Sky Zoo, from Soul Dots, Eric Sermon, Keith Murray, Irk the Jerk, and Your Old Droog. And also, we're going to hear some stuff from Haji and Willie Northpole. But the next voice you hear is going to be Keith Murray. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
I came to the show to get down for the people, so please don't just stand around like a free throw. You grew up dreaming about thugs constant, but this is hip-hop, not a mean mug contest. I know you're staring because I actually rap, and don't lip-sync with vocals back in my track, no. And it's apparent that you're actually whack if you turn on the radio and think that's where it's at.
What it seems ain't what it is, and what it is little kids getting in where they ain't fitting in by big biz. Mending threads to trends that's never ending, pretending for acceptance of pretend friend befriending. A tragic storyline, systematic lemmings, punched up the line for mock thug beheadings. New beginning, rewind, hey yo, take two. I mean, how far you think you can take it for it takes you?
Let's get down to business. Pimps and hoes, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
Let's get down to business. Drugs and guns, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
These kids will follow you whatever you do.
Whatever you do.
They thought you were a crypt there at your concerts in blue. And if you wore some clown makeup, then they probably would too. You're not part of any movement, just the marketing rules. Partly the truth, but exaggerated the women in crime. I forgot you're all brainwashed, must have slipped my mind. Now the planets all seem misaligned. I'm not saying you're all stupid, the glove just seems to fit you fine.
One of a kind, not in this paradigm, where fronting is fine as long as kids identify with the marketing schemes they be targeting teens. It's hard to believe, but it's hard as we lead. Folks are not just listening, but watch the publicity. And of course the industry wants to define identity. With a limited scope, imitation is dope. Keep them on the plantation with no means beyond hope.
Let's get down to business. Pimps and hoes, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
Let's get down to business. Drugs and guns, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
A little bit illiterate, read between the replicates, schoolyard sentiment, ghostwrite the pistol whip, loose grips relative, fostering imposters, target market backlash, cookie cutter posture, leaves a big impression on a young identity crisis, learning to walk like a man and left to his own devices, cosigning all enamored with the sound of the hammer cock. The cameras pop, nothing but glamour shots.
Ride like a cat up in the Thunder Man. Wonder with a thunder hand. Lightning in the face of wasted spaces who don't understand. Like Zeus with a vengeance. Excuse the inventive nature of the flavor you ain't used to in a sentence. Cruise to the senseless, deaf and defenseless. Kick him in the chest when they open my friendship. Priorities change when they open up their fences. Pleasing with the sound that be easing up their tension.
Let's get down.
Get some socks cheap. Kids playing hopscotch where they cock heat. Do a figure eight, let the tie screech. In the 559 trying to find a beach. Young F.A., young Hefe. Half black, half essay. To the North Daniels, to the Thresses. Blue rag, red rag, all sets. Hey, can't be no punk. In the backyard, boogie with the double dutch jump. To an Old Town freak playing Humpty Hump. In Pomona, sugar free, LBC, G-Funk. In the F, Grizzlies, where they throw them G's up. hair all perm, looking like Jesus. Not get what I'm destined to become. Know exactly where to go if I'm ever on the run. The only state that I can call mine. CA keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in a golden state.
We meet up at the cemetery just to stay in touch. Visiting loved ones, cause we miss them so much. And how you love that? The progress is obvious. That's why girls see the hirachis and wanna body us. Never heard Uptown Anthem, but she the naughtiest. It's like God gave us our own land to grow. Marijuana plants and sweet potatoes, you know. Some corn for tortillas and black campus Adidas. In a little bit of time to enjoy what's left. A train on Crenshaw, huh? What's next? But we ain't in the plans though. So I'ma spend $750 on the house in View Park, Lambo. There's guns in this butter, get your ammo. Bandanas like Rambo. Cause Cali gon' stand strong. From Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver to Dom Kennedy and Fast Sean. That's it.
The only state that I can call mine. Cause CA keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed, we living in a golden state of mine. Yeah. No place like home. My OG say these California streets ain't paved with gold. Dayton's in bows, only way to roll. Say a prayer, young, try and save your soul. Soldiers die every day, swear nobody is safe. When killers migrate, just to live and die in LA. LA, learn how to hold your weight, living in the golden state. Get 25 with an L for a low in the 8. Come and pay us a visit, coast to the Pacific. Just to be specific, lows are pretty. In addition to the CHP, roll an eighth, hit the bay, bump some EA ski, and send a RIP to Mac DRE. Real recognize real, we don't need ID. And if it wasn't for the West, you wouldn't need a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. Once again, it's the F.
The only state that I can call mine. CA keep making it, and they keep taking this golden state of mine. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees. Women, indeed we living in a golden state of mind. The only state that I can call mine. Cause CA keep making it and they keep taking this golden state of mind. Everybody loves the sunshine, but it ain't all palm trees and women. Indeed we living in a golden state of
I'll let your boy Fuzzy Fan Tap, LA Leakers, Big Boys Neighborhood, Compton 310, Long Beach 562, LA South Central 323213, Fresno, LaShawn representing that 559, up north Bay Area 510, 415, 408, 916, San Diego 619, Sac Town, back up to the valley, 818, showing love to 626707. 9254 IE 909.
Microphone Masters Radio Show on Dove CNN. The pleasure of linking up with the legend in the game, the beautifulest MC in the world, the beautifulest thing in the world, the king of the metaphors, Keith Murray. How you doing, man?
Oh man, that's a hell of a production.
Well, that's befitting of a legend, man.
I'm doing something kind of wonderful, my good brother.
That's what's up. I hear you in the studio right now, cooking up some new stuff.
Yeah, this is Eric Sermon.
Ah, okay. So that's, I want to definitely touch on that to talk about what you have going on now. Before we get that, I want to take a little bit of a step back to when you jumped in the game. I remember being in college at San Jose State and when your The Most Beautifulest Thing in the World came out, and my favorite album was Enigma. When Enigma came out, I think it was in 96. So talk about your career and looking back so far out of the five albums that you have out. What's your favorite one and which one, you know, and why?
Favorite album?
Yeah, your favorite album, man.
Would have to be The Most Beautiful Thing in the World.
Okay.
Because it was something new for me, and it was what I always wanted to do. So it was like me introduction to the world.
Okay.
and they Christian everything and it still lasts now. That one phrase is the one that really, really everybody's still talking about, and it's still my favorite because I did it unconsciously. I was 19 and just doing it off the top of my head, whatever German, tit for tat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great.
When you talk about that album, obviously that album had a lot of production from Eric Sermon, and you're in the studio cooking up stuff with Eric now. What's the chemistry like for you? You've worked with different producers along the way in your illustrious career. What's so special about working with Eric Sermon? What's so special about that connection?
Well, me and Eric Sermon has a synergy. And he knows how to take my lyrics and my vocabulary and my melodic tone and match it to his melodies and his drums and his samples and hi-hats, and he knows what a Keith Murray record is. Like, I didn't really know what a Keith Murray record was. I'm a lyricist, a rapper, a battle rapper, and a poet. You know what I'm saying? So he's the music man. I'm not the music man. I'm the lyricist process.
Right.
So when we came together, I'm not going to say it's like, you know, the prophet in the holy book, but it's like a holy grail. It's a synergy. It's something that, like, no other producer. When I go in the room with another producer,
yeah,
it's like me and that producer square off. We got to figure out what's going on with each other. When me and E step in the room, the energy, we just mesh, and we organically make music.
Okay. I like that.
And
so,
I got with E when I was an adolescent into a young adult, into adulthood. So we grew with each other. I know his mother, his sisters and his kids, and you know, my grandmothers and my sisters and my kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One of the things when I look over your discography, I always wish that you've been more prolific with the albums that you've released. I know you had some personal things that you were working with at one time. Aside from that, do you regret not having a more hearty body of work? So more than, I know you've released 5 solo albums, but and with the collaboration project that you had with Cannabis, and then also with the Def Squad that you had out. But do you regret not having more albums out?
Nah, everything's about a feeling with Keith Murray.
Okay.
So from one album, from the first album, when I met Eric, I did Hostile, the record. I got on his album.
Oh, yeah.
It was all about feeling. Then I made the Most Beautiful Thing in the World album. It was a feeling. Then 2 years later, we made another Enigma album. It was feeling. It's all about feeling. I'm an artist. I don't look back in anger. You know what I'm saying? And say, oh, I should have did this. I should have did that. My life is my life. My life imitates my art. My art imitates my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not the type of woulda, coulda, shoulda. I'm here and by the grace of God on the wing and a prayer. And I look on hindsight and experience, and I'm going to take it further from where I'm at now and use all of that experience to better myself. Okay. So if I feel like I should have done something then, I'm going to do it now. Opportunities is never lost.
Okay. You have worked with artists from R. Kelly to Ludacris to LL Cool J and everything. What are you cooking up now? You're in the studio now working on some things. What's coming up next for Keith Murray? What are you working on?
Well, people always say, yo, Murray, you coming out with a new album?
Right.
Say, yeah. Like the writers. And then they'd be like, okay, who's going to be on the album? It's a Keith Murray album. It's not a compilation. Keith Murray's going to be on the album.
Yeah. That's one of the things that's changed over the years is, okay, you're coming out with an album. Who's going to be on it? What production that you have? And exactly, it's a Keith Murray album, so you're
quiet. Yeah, Eric Sermon's doing my production. You're going to hear Keith Murray on the album.
Right, exactly.
But I do have a song with the RZA that's a gem, okay, that I've been saving that I want to put on the album.
Listen, I'm from the era of the Terror Dome. Authentic rhymes and herringbones. Cut Supremes and glass houses. You was ballin', you was at 1,040 ounces. Old English, Cisco wine, Rossi leaders. After school, we was at the park trying to cop a field right behind the bleachers. PYTs, big old bus. Disrespect, you was out of luck. They wasn't for it. We was young and horny in the sixth grade trying to get a nut. I know why God had to give me daughters. Universal, laws of karma. Teach them worth, give them love. You do them wrong, guns hot as August. Black boys, they push Cadillacs. White men, they roll Trans Ams, dirt bikes, bologna sandwiches, peanut butter, we ain't had no jam. Came front, both pants was there, made sure we had Christmas ham. 20 years later, I don't fuck with him. Pop C, I don't fuck with him. But as a man, I respect him, though. Tried to fix it, had to let it go. Left the crib and I ain't never looked back. Some things is better left alone. I was old dog, he was OJ's. I was Ice Cube, he was Marvin Gaye. I was quite cool, wanted me to fly straight. My hustle up started riding planes, buying rings. I wanted bigger things, wanted better cribs, that all white range, fly shit, I'm just kicking gang, shit, shit. From the era of that chronic smoke. Had two choices, green or Bama. Lit that shit up in every function. Security guards, they can never catch us. Eyes glazed in a Hyundai on I-80 doing 65. Hand on the wheel, my head back with my ride or die. My chick is live. Puerto Rican and Filipino. Went from food stamps in a cramped apartment to a crib in the burbs, Merlots and Vinos. Watching Al Pacino, big screen, 55 or better. Next move is my best move. Black Benz, 55 or better. Look at where we from. Look at what we did. They couldn't hold me back. I was born to live. Go hard to the day I float till I blast off to my next life. Ain't all about cash, but damn sure that we make sure that them checks right. Jet life, polo sweats, hotel stays, pen flowing, mind blowing. These are flames, quarterback calling my best plays. Dirty digs, doughy rock, just press play. Every day is my best day. Last laugh when that text break. Real spill, I'm just kicking game. California, man.
Forever infinite. Ha. We do it like this. As I think of how to begin this, I already thought of the ending. And if the ending dictates the way the start of it's written, then I'm really rewinding what isn't. Get it? Swear it gets harder to get it. But when you got it, to get it again's more in a sin. It's like product, concealing the end is in a sense. Our lights got us, concealing the winds where it begins. It's right by us, labeled a type bias. To be one and the same, or maybe they might buy us. To see one of us change, or say that they might buy us. And leave us yet again for a game, like pills on the banners of your screen. Know the handle the regime is the handle on the lead. And the hands do extend till the hand is out of reach. And the reach be the limbs that'll balance out the means. And the means to it all and get a ski mask involved. And you winning or you swimming in the flood of the maroon type. Sheets by the dozen and you covered by a boom mic. Parted, the most humble of an autograph. The threaded needles of desert eagles and honors raps. The hive thinking you can find more. The balance of the script when a shooter signs off. Ballerina fits like suicide fall. All for the intrigue of a suicide dog. We saw the doors lifting up, and then they never came down. Came down. I mean they rolled around the block with the doors lifted up, like they was flying off the ground. Off the ground. And then they told us that they called those suicide doors. What they call? They said they called those suicide doors. What they call? The brake lights was $100 bill green, and we was green for a suicide door. And as we take this to a further route, the steps move like it's word of mouth. The steps steps move like if they were stepping with us when we further out. So step two becomes the work around. It gets lighter than a fly knit, tighter than an eye slit, brighter than a writer you was bright enough to climb with. Complimenting you while bigging up me, just bring us up to speed to the steps that we align with. Then it all ties in, tied up to keep down, or cover up your eyes when it flies like you D. Brown. The complexities are rubbing arms next to me. It all adds to these bags of longevity. It's like I'm Wayne Shorter with a ratchet fetish, or I'm Mandeezy's with a jazz collection. In other words, I covered what they covered like overflowing cupboards, spilling gold medal dreams, and running to the cupboard like you gold medal breed, or bread and fed how that gold medal steams. Meaning's all over, you can pick the one that suits you. Depending on the tie, the accessories can lose you. See how we still twisting shit together? Black ice dangle from the mirror that reflect us. Black ice tangled till a loop is tied off, all for the intrigue of a suicide doll. We saw the doors lifting up, and then they never came down. Came down. I mean they rolled around the block with the doors lifted up, like they was flying off the ground, off the ground. And then they told us that they called those suicide doors.
What they call?
They said they called those suicide doors.
What they call?
The brake lights was $100 bill green. The loop was green for a suicide door.
I know what it is, King Crook out here, man. Slaughterhouse, COB, all that Shady Records. I want to give a shout out to Microphone Masters. Keep it locked, you know what I'm saying? Dub CNN style. Peace.
No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I'm an outcast, yeah, I'm feeling oh so fresh. And I'm spitting out the sermon, now the mic's been blessed. I'm here to stay, nah, I don't need no hypebeast train. All on my bandwagon when you don't got faith. In my lyrical execution and questioning what I'm doing. When nobody was in the gym while I was there practice shooting. Some me and some New Jack hippies, I swear that they only get me. We smoking the finest ganja, be rolling up every hour. Getting enlightened, bro, conquering obstacles every minute and hour. And all the seconds that I can hold, bear it on my shoulders. Whole team on my back though, we like up some grass. You got snaps on the petro, then maybe you can smoke with us. I just packed a bowl and now I'm finna roll one up. And if you only smoke blunts, you ain't no smoker, bruh. Cause that Rello meant for Reggie and that's not what's up. Don't get me wrong, then maybe you can smoke with us. I just packed a bowl and now I'm finna roll one up. And if you only smoke blunts, you ain't no smoker, bruh. Cause that Rello meant for Reggie and that's not what's up. Don't get me wrong, I'll stuff a white owl full of skunk. But a bong and a bowl are better hot for your buck. You ain't gotta listen to me, I don't really give a fuck. On some George Bush shit like Chris Rock, stand up. Watch a Game of Thrones, getting hella stoned off the great plains I got from this great dame that I know. And just a friend that I met, she hails from Germany. She says she never met a man my age speaks so eloquently. Told her it's a part of my charm. When I turn it on, irresistible on so many levels, can't choose one. 26, but people keep saying that you look young, boy. Funny, cause I feel like I Benjamin Button probably would. Oh, mind trapped in a young body, a lost soul stuck in a dark hole. On on a journey and this compass points west. Got a date with destiny, I heard she let you manifest. I just want a greater peace of mind. Always get high and have sex daily like 3 or 4 times. But we live in a world where you gotta conquer shit. Most of the people we are surrounded with are hypocrites. Then maybe you can smoke with us. I just packed a bowl and now I'm finna roll one up. And if you only smoke blunts, you ain't no smoker, bruh. Cause that Relo meant for Reggie and that's not what's up. Don't get me wrong, then maybe you can smoke with us. I just packed a bowl and now I'm finna roll one up. And if you only smoke blunts, you ain't no smoker, bruh. Cause that Relo meant for Reggie and that's not what's up. Don't get me.
You cool, man?
Like how?
Well, we are doing the Eric Sermon album now called ESP, Eric Sermon's Perception.
Okay.
We just finishing up that, and it's coming out in 4 months. And we just did the first Keith Murray single called Ghetto Mogul 2 days ago.
All right.
And he gave me a playlist, so I'm wrapping my brain around it. And I'm figuring out my flows and, you know, formulating my own paragraphs to the rhythms and my concepts and things of that nature right now. So yeah. I'm very excited to see what I make, and it's going to be dope.
Is there any difference from the way you attack a song in 2015 from the way you attacked it in 2010 or 2005, et cetera, et cetera? Is there anything different that you do now when you approach a song or you approach a project?
Well, I make songs from all different configurations. Like, if I hear a beat, I'll be like, oh, I wrote something pertaining to that sample.
Right.
So the sample might drive me. Or if I hear the way the drum is and the hi-hat is moving, I might come off the top of my head and start chatting down notes.
Okay. I like that. So when you're looking back on your career and you're saying, if you had to give any advice to yourself from, you know, 10 years ago, what would that be? Or what, or possibly what opportunities did you possibly miss out on for whatever reason? I know you said you don't have any regrets about music, but are there any opportunities that you just wish that you had, that you had had an opportunity to be on the ground floor of, or anything like that? What advice would you give to yourself, say, 10 years ago?
I wouldn't have switched from Def Jam. I wouldn't have switched from Jazz to Def Jam.
Okay.
When I did the 3 years in jail, Jeff Flake came to me because I wanted to get on Jazz because my sales wasn't matching my popularity. I was good friends with Biggie. We used to hang out. Me and Nas used to hang out all the time. Method Man. And I started seeing, like, Biggie. And the sales of my records wasn't matching my popularity.
Right.
And I was like, hold on a minute, what's going on? So I started getting dissatisfied with the label because I've seen other people going gold, 2 million, and my album is standing at 500,000, just sitting there. And I'm like, wait a minute, are they stealing money from me, saying that they're not selling as many records as they are? So, and I come from the streets, so I know. You're pressing up records and you're selling records. Everybody is liking me and attracted to me. My record sales should be more. My royalty should be bigger. It's a problem. I want to get off the label.
Yeah.
I want to get off the label. But at that time, I didn't realize that the way the industry worked because I was fresh and new.
Yeah.
So I give advice to people. Don't be so, like, hasty to make changes in your career. Stick with the good people that's around you. Surround yourself with them and grow a brand and a company that's going to last for 10, 15, 20 years. I didn't know that the Keith Murray brand would last for 20 years.
Right.
I had no idea. I just was going to record with Eric, coming out with a record. I didn't say, yo, okay, I'm going to do an album every year for the next 10, 15 years. If I did that, I would have 20 albums right now. I have 5 albums.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, so Microphone Masters Radio Show.
Every time I came out with an album and a single, it did what it had to do. It did its numbers. So I'm an artist. I don't look back in anger.
Got you. Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com with the one and only Keith Murray. With this album that you're preparing, or the next album that comes out, how are you releasing that? Is it independently? How are you approaching that?
Well, a couple of years ago, I wanted to go back to a major, but as I see, it's an even playing field. I don't need a major label to get major money.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Eric Sermon. He's independent. And I'm going to be independent, and I'm going to get my fans all across the world on the same page for a duration of time from when it released to 8 months of it, and I'm going to let it grow like the blob, have patience, and then I'm going to come back out. I'm going to, you know.
Gotcha. Does that change the way in which you look at things? You mentioned earlier about 500,000 units sold and things. Does that change what you view as a successful project in terms of units sold or in things like that? Does that change your how you define success in a project?
What?
Does it change how you define success in a project? For example, when you're on a major, 500,000, that gold number, now you don't have to sell as many to have that success if you're independent. Has that changed how you view success with records?
Well, I feel like I could sell 500,000 copies independently now if I put in my work.
Okay.
Get out what you put in.
Got you.
I know that now. You feel me? I've seen guys. Now, I don't have the name names, but the way guys are doing things and the success they're having, I know I could achieve that success if I put in that work.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're here with the one and only Keith Murray. I know that for folks that want to follow you on the social media sites and everything, I think Facebook.com, you're at Keith, it's Keith Murray. Twitter, it's Keith Murray Rap. Instagram, Keith Murray Rap. And I know you're on SoundCloud, it's The Real Keith Murray, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right. So any last words for the folks out there that are clamoring for Keith Murray? Any last things to say before we get into a couple of joints from Keith Murray?
Well, it'd be The Real Keith Murray on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. A lot of people be like, is this really Keith Murray?
Okay.
Yeah, it's me. And look out for the new Eric Sermon album, ESP, coming out in 3 months. He got a couple of singles dropping. And then look out for the Keith Murray, The Most Beautiful Thing in the World, Part 2, coming in about August, September.
All right. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Yeah, and one, my main strong point is performing live on stage.
Okay.
I have a high-powered hour of energy performing, so look for me to perform in your city, request me in your city, and come to my shows and support me and come out and have a good time, because I love to entertain my songs for the people. Very important to me.
Keith Murray on Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
I got a right to be hostile. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Help me bring to the stage the Grand Master, the undisputed heavyweight of hip-hop, the Funk Lord. As the Green Eyed Bandit, ladies and gentlemen, the MC Grand Royal, Eric Sermon.
It's the E double, the Funk Lord. Goddamn. Yo, I'm swinging more shit than Tarzan. I freak the ill tactics, cause I'm a ghetto bastard. Some say my rap style is drastic. Wow, I tear the frame out the microphone. Daddy's home, the owner of the chrome. Yo, my concept is wicked. Even the wicked witch couldn't get with the switch, the ugly bitch. Time to reach my peak this week and rock an ill technique so y'all can freak out like sheep. The undercover brother from Brentwood. Yes, I'm doing awesome. You wanna see me, call Steve Austin. For your protection, go sit in the R&B section for this session. Cause I'm real deal, boy, you better believe it, word. Straight from the boondocks, aka the suburbs. Peace to the underground, where I create my sound. That's more dope than Spellbound. My time's up, so what the fuck, slouch? I'ma be back, but now I'm out. Word up.
You're quite hostile. And now, introducing the man with the finest transparent style on the planet. Straight from L.O.T.
From the north, south, even left, rhyming to death, making the world wanna take a deep breath. With the body boom bass, my rap betrays the human behavior in a psychopath.
I'll push your head through the cracks of sanity and leave your brain doing a bit in purgatory. It's 96 degrees in the shade. Before I catch blood on my blade, I take my frustrations to the stage and get open though with stupid bumping, rubbing tracks. When I rap, I gently pack like a laundromat. My contacts will wreck your whole concept, 'cause my delivery is so complex. And I'm intergalactic on plastic with the super distinguished shit I kick. I'm high strung at the top of my lung with my tongue making hardcore niggas wanna get dumb. My dialogue comes straight from the slum. Damage to your medulla, cerebrum and cerebellum. You got a crew, you better tell them.
You're quite hostile. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed is the incredible skills of Eric Sermon and Keith Murray coming to an album near you soon. This has been another Eric Sermon production. This is Jeff Stewart signing off. And until next time, saying,
God damn!
One time for your mind. Mr. Murray once again, uncontrollable, keeping it jiggy, you know what I'm saying? Ice, strictly ices. Check me out, check it out. Now for next to little or nothing, I'll be ripping up every function with scientific madman consumptions, with mass production of mass conjunctions. I display new ways of MC destruction, 'cause ain't nothing better than the shit I got. Making niggas jump off the roof is rooftop. I put the hip and hop in the dope and stop in the clipping clocks, and I rock box your block. My hypothesis on this is you niggas better come to terms with my vocabulary quick or get this. My brain bleeds mental complex feeds. Bring it on, kid, I got exactly what you need. Twisted metaphors to get your ass in Star Wars. I'ma live forever like Bob Marley just because. The mad matador of metaphor lives the hardcore for him and his, him and theirs, you and yours. And it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I said it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I keep it diggy, 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 diggy. We keep it wiggy, 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 wiggy. The most beautifulest vocabulist be punching phony MCs dead in their esophagus. My analysis is roughening calluses. You better practice if you want to challenge this. I'm symbolic to the sun, moon, and stars. You're getting knocked out the box no matter who you are. The funk fat tracks lures you to listen, as my vocals bend your brain up in a fetal position. Learn a quick lesson of mic aggression, so when I walk down the street, there'll be no second guessing. Now you can walk the walk, talk the talk, pack burners all day, but you're still fireproof like an ashtray. I'm a scientist in the mix like clicks, turning all you flying seeds back into maggots. Top prop saw you, watch me bubble and boil you, keep it grand royal as you fold like foil. And it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I said it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I keep it diggy, 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 diggy. We keep it wiggy, 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 wiggy. 'Cause it be diggy, 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 diggy. And it be wiggy, 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 wiggy. I played the many thousand rows of street life, showed Houdini that the freaks come out in broad daylight. Me and my crew be tight like Laverne and Shirley, rolling through all y'all hoods, pulling all y'all fly girlies. MC's always bitching, that just make my style hard. I roll with nobody but God and the squad. Me and my troops be knocking niggas out the size of Zeus, letting the OJ juice loose with fat tracks, EV with you. And it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I said it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme. I keep it diggy, 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 diggy. We keep it wiggy, 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 wiggy. 'Cause it be diggy, 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 diggy. And it be wiggy, 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 wiggy. And it beats like that sometimes, 'cause I can't control the rhyme.
Yo, what's up? This is Eric the Jerk. You're tuned in to Microphone Masters Radio.
Yeah. Well, airplane mode. Airplane mode.
Well,
this ain't come from the club, though. Scratch your butt. my daddy used to smoke. Mm-hmm. Welcome. It's my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it, that's monumental. I'ma get a hold on it, take notes on it. Let me find a pencil. Your boyfriend company called Winslow. So 100, no artificial. Riding around with the largest pistol. Put your heart stiffs off like toilet tissue. I say what I feel and I mean that shit. I'ma smoke this down to the fingertips. Check the fine print. I can barely read that shit. Killed that boy in cold blood. Swear I don't believe that shit. These days and times are so crazy, aren't they? She don't trust what her heart say. She too scared to part ways. But I ain't even there to parlay. I've been working all day. My shrimp is all day. My kicks are Jordans. My kids are gorgeous. To sound like heaven, just listen for it. I don't even mean to sound this important. I was on a mission, I was fishing for it. That's a different story. She twisted for me. I was just recording. Get head and tails like we flipped the coin. But she texts too much and that gets annoying. Yeah, this my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it. That's monumental. It's monumental. That's monumental. Yeah, this my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it. Yeah, monumental. Yeah, yeah. Get a hold on it, take notes on it. We find letters. Girlfriend, hell no, nigga, I ain't seen her. She tryna get a ring on the finger, but I can never be the Martin to Gina. I'm up late night, I'm talking to the Reaper, I'm sparking up the reefer. Pour me up a liter, call it, I see it though. I wouldn't wanna be her. I'm out at 5,000, I'm online browsing. You looking at bitches, I'm looking at houses. I'm thinking about business, I need an accountant. I'm fly as an eagle, I'm high as a mountain. In back of my Regal, she wet like a fountain. I ain't got a caddy, but I'm still on that pimp shit. Call me daddy, so I get it, but you lounge. Your man is a coward, dope boy, fresh, no powder. Got her hands all in my trousers, hit it on the counter. See the bitch back where I found her, nigga, quit looking for your bitch, get tooken or taken. Digging in the pudding, Bill Cosby, and bringing on the bacon. I'm a legend in the making. Fuck a lot of hoes, I done seen a lot of places. Caught a couple cases, lost in the matrix. Off medication, the pain so deep that my heart can't erase it. I'm off on vacation, came back to the river, apartment was faking. Bitch couldn't cook, but her jaw was amazing. Starving and waiting, I'm trying to be famous. I study my craft, I follow the basics. Your partners be hating, but I never see them. They be acting like bitches, and that's just how I treat. It's my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it. That's monumental. It's monumental. That's monumental. Yeah, this my tempo. Staring at the car window, blowing on some dark endo. She wanna know all the info, that's confidential. Got a big old ass, I wanna feel on it. That's monumental. Get a hold on it, take notes on it. We find a pencil.
On my Hugh Hef flow, LDN, we the new death row. Your favorite rapper is kaput. I might pull a sugar and dangle that fruit by the foot. I'm something like a heartthrob. What I look like with a pathmark car job? That's why I hit the stool. Kick him out the lab, we booth rushes. Featherweight crushes, made shanks out of toothbrushes. Never ate gushes, ayo. Hate gun raps, but I still pop a shot at ya. Hit you with the ha-ta-ta from that I said the burner got a nice beam. Have you dipping dots like the ice cream?
There was a 8 to 10 foot hairy man looking person.
This thing was 10 foot tall.
He looked like he had 6 fingers on each hand.
He had beautiful hair. I come out here and rough talked him and run him off. And I said, get away from here. Get. Yeah.
Droog is the hood Sasquatch, drinking some good ass scotch as he plan to watch white boys with Danny Hots. Venti I watch, took it up a notch. So independent shit I might buy cash. How many deals you gonna try to botch? Plus I heard your bitch burning, giving new meaning to fire crotch. On the
bro, y'all can't bow with some poses. I got sweets like classical composers. Months go by and these rappers didn't write a thing. I'm here studying the score of the Rite of Spring. After which I'll be throwing that bolero on, gone off that marijuana. But I don't fuck with Mary Jane, only for monetary gain.
You so crazy.
On the contrary, I'm very sane. These cats snooze, get the cheesy rap blues. Wife and chick with some sleazy tattoos.
You mean to say you can remember everything about this man from the spaceship? His hair, the color of his eyes, the clothing he was wearing, and yet, after all this time, you can't tell me the color of my tie? But you didn't come out of a flying saucer.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So I have the pleasure of chopping it up with a gentleman by the name of Haji. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, bro, man. I can't complain. Living life, it's May. You know what I'm saying? It's getting hot in Ohio right now, so I'm feeling good, man. How is you, my dude?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm out here in Arizona, so it's stay hot. We have 2 months where it's a little bit cooler, so other than that, hot is our normal.
Right. I need to be out there, yo. I need to be out in that sun, man.
Well, sure. You ever make it out this way, we can, you know, definitely connect and do all that stuff, man.
Most definitely.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit. When I was presented with your music, I took a listen to it, and I think it's real cool, real quality stuff. What your song, That's Okay, I really like that joint. It stands out to me. For people who have not heard of Haji, tell people why they should check that joint out and why they should put Haji on their radar.
Yo, absolutely, man. You know, as far as that joint, That's Okay. That's the first, you know, the first single, the first drop from my album, American Dreaming. You know, I'm definitely a fan of music and an appreciative of the culture. So when I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, honestly, I got a story to tell. You know, the album is American Dreaming, which is essentially, you know, that's just the code we live by. Like, everybody that gets up, however you get it, 9 to 5, you know, getting in the streets, however you getting it, you know, to chase that American dream. So, you know, me as an artist, I feel like I represent that because, to be honest, you know, that's what we're going through right now, you know, trying to get it, trying to hustle, you know what I'm saying? So chasing those dreams. So, you know, I try to give those vibes that kind of relate to that, you know, definitely.
You, speaking of American Dream, you had an opportunity a few years back to taste a little bit of that American Dream. You had an opportunity through the R&B singer Genuine to be signed to a deal, but you declined that. So when you talk about the American Dream, how difficult was it to say no, I'll pass on this opportunity, and how has that benefited you from that decision?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, definitely big shout outs to, you know, Genuine. That's still like my big brother. You know, it was one of those situations where I, at the end of the day, I just felt like it wasn't the best move for me at the time.
Yeah.
So I had to move on from it. But that situation in particular is crazy. You know, that was, you know, a few years back. I ended up linking with Genuine through some mutual acquaintances, and you know, we kind of sparked the relationship. I went on tour with him a little bit, did some shows, did some music, you know, real positive situation. But at the same time, it just wasn't right for me. So I kind of had to do what was right for me. But on the same token, that's still my big homie. That's still my big bro. I still can hit him up for advice. You know, we chop it up. It's all love. But, you know, as far as that American dreaming goes, because I feel what you're saying, like, is that, what could that have been my idea of the American dream, you know, is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And for me, it wasn't at the time. You know, this whole American dream of movement is kind of about, you know, chasing what's right for you, because at the end of the day, everybody's an individual. So, you know, everybody's idea of the American dream is, you know, it could be whatever. Like, you could be in New York right now, but you just want a farm in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Or I could be in Ohio and just want to really be in Arizona and raise my family. So, you know, everybody's idea of the American dream is something different. You know, however, we all get up and chase it respectively. But you know, for that, like I said, for that situation, you know, it just wasn't right. But at the end of the day, that's just business. You know? As far as a personal level, that's fam. You know, that's the homie. But, it, you know, it just wasn't right for me at the time. But we all growing. You know, I feel like I'm growing constantly every day, you know, going through life and learning new things and learning more about myself, man. So, you know, we didn't do that. So it's just other opportunities out there, but, you know, we're just trying to work with it. So,
yeah. Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com with Haji. The thing I'm looking forward to listening to your project, because 15 cuts on the album and there are 1, 2, 3 features. I love that.
Yeah, man. You know, with this process, I've worked on this album for quite some time. You know, first of all, this is my first album. I've dropped, you know, numerous mixtapes and things like that. Had a lot of different features. I've worked with a lot of different artists, underground artists, you know, independent artists on their grind. Industry tracks, like, I did joints with Freeway, Gucci, all the way to Gucci, man, you know what I'm saying? So, with this album, man, I a lot of the records kind of relate directly to my life story. I'm telling a story on there, so, you know, I had a lot of personal sessions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not too many features. My homie Lantana is on there. He's a dope cat from Cincinnati. That's my fam. You know, got him there. Ohio shit, Ohio Connect, you know. Likewise with Rashad, you know, Rashad is really dope. I'm familiar with a lot of, you know, his work. But he, you know, he helped executive produce the project, so, you know, I got him on there. But, you know, just overall, just a couple tracks, man. I just wanted to keep it real personal. It's my debut album. Never dropped an album before, so it's very special to me. And, you know, I recorded a lot of records for this project. A lot of records, man, like 50, 60 records.
Mm-hmm.
Pick 15, man, just kind of narrowed it down and figured it would be good to present myself to the people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, it was a meticulous process, but, you know, I feel like it came out dope. You know, I can't wait for people to hear it, check it out. I mean features is cool though. Features is cool. I got a lot of you know, things coming up as far as that goes, but, you know, had to do it solo for the first one. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that. One of the things that caught my eye is that you have done you've done some ghostwriting, and I wanted to get your take on how do you approach ghostwriting. Did you ever think that you would do some of those things, and I guess, to be point blank, was it lucrative for you to take advantage of an opportunity like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's me. Well, you know, me personally, the whole ghostwriting situation, I feel like, man, like, you know, as artists, you know, you're in the studio, you vibing, you, like, I could go to the studio with one of my homies and we vibing, working on his music or something, and I might throw a line out there, or he might throw a line out there. So those type of, you know, collaborations or vibes happen, you know, just off the fly, sometimes requested. But as far as me, like, I mean, it's not something that you set out to do,
yeah.
But, you know, you find that it's like a part of it. It's a part of it all. So I definitely have been blessed with, you know, some different opportunities to do some work with people. And, you know, it was definitely good situations. And I definitely do it again. I mean, and that's, I feel like that's all a part of being creative, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I enjoy it. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know, if it's a cool situation, it's cool. So, you know, overall, I mean, like I said, I was, you know, blessed to be in some of those situations, but unplanned. However, you know, things rise on the road, and, you know,
yeah,
we try to make the best out of any situation, for real.
I like,
you
that.
Know, so.
So yeah. When finish this phrase for him, this sentence for me. Haji will know he's made it to the next level in his career, whatever that might be, when what happens. So you'll know that you've made it to the next level or the next phase of your career when blank happens.
When mama ain't got to go to work no more.
Okay. Okay.
Straight up. You know, it's for me, it's crazy because for me, I've always had a knack for music, a love for music, and, you know, creating things and positive vibes coming from some pretty dire situations, you know. And, you know, a woman as strong as my mother, like, I want to take care of her for the rest of her life, and my fam and my kids and, you know, everything else. So, you know, me making it for me, it's not getting no deal, it's not getting the right emplacement, it's not, you know, fans, no blitz, no glamour. It's when mama is sitting back chilling, feet up, sipping the mimosa. Matter of fact, she don't even drink that. Sipping a little yak, you know what I'm saying? And everything cool, you know? Because you got to think what you do it for,
right.
You know? And for me, like I said,
you know, my idea of the American dream is taking care of my people. And you know, that's very important for me. So when I made it, when I called my mama, she worked at the post office 30 years. When I called her, I said, "Mama, take your butt home. We're good."
I like that. I like that. So Haji is on Twitter, Haji, HODGIE 17. That's with the Roman numerals, XVII. So Haji 17 on Twitter. So let people know where they can, do you have a website? Let them know how they can stay in touch with you besides Twitter, if there's anything else, and when they can expect the album to drop, American Dreaming.
Yo, absolutely. Straight up, you can, you know, like you said, you can hit me on Twitter, Instagram, Haji XVII, as well as Facebook, same name. Mainly hit the website, www.HajiXVII.com, HODGIEXVII. You know, we definitely got some dope things popping off. We got a new single dropping tomorrow, exclusively on Two Dope Boys. So that, you know, people check that out. Produced by my brother Rashad. Next week, though, is the album, the full-fledged first project, man, American Dreaming, May 12th.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So before we get out of here, we're going to get into a couple joints from Haji. We got That's Okay, and we got what I think it is, if I'm not mistaken, we got Homicide. So we got That's Okay, and we got Homicide, and we're going to get into a couple other joints. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Cheers.
Ohio baby to the death of me, 259 where it started at. Jumped off the porch while them niggas was asleep, with my J's on and my starter hat. Used to ride with my mama to the laundromat, that was next door to the record store, where the OGs used to hang at. Sell cassette tapes and slang crack, and that bitch clothes. Goddamn, things ain't always what they seem, do you know what I mean? Nigga had to get up out of beans just to chase these dreams. But these new niggas ain't want check for me. Promoter niggas ain't have a check for me. Now nigga wanna stand next to me, cause I'm cooking. I guess I got the recipe, dog. Dare nigga flex on me. Lil nigga, you ain't bout that. And you still broke. Put your money where your mouth at. Where your cars, where your house at. Got a bottle on ice in the coupe parked out back. With your bitch in it. Say she free for the night and she only one kicking. I'ma show her how we livin', and that's okay.
We rollin', that's okay. She on it, that's okay. We smokin', that's okay. If you know it, that's okay.
Heard they still hatin' on the G, that's okay.
That's okay.
Shorty wanna fuck just one night, baby, that's okay.
That's okay.
New visions for my new ventures, new money for my old business. I got hard dick for these new bitches, and bubble gum for my old bitches. I got 20 shots for these new niggas, 100 bands for my old niggas that stay down. Don't come around when it's jumping now. I'm like, fuck them now, dawg. Shit, I don't even blink on it. I need a capital B with the wings on it. Upper echelon, gold on a nigga like a leprechaun. What the fuck you on? What the fuck you doing? Nothing. Nigga, you ain't doing nothing. Niggas gonna hate it, but the bitches gonna love it. I ain't tripping, baby, that's okay.
We rollin', that's okay. She on it, that's okay. We smokin', that's okay. If you know it, that's okay.
Heard they still hatin' on the G, that's okay.
That's okay.
Shorty wanna fuck just one night, baby, that's okay.
That's okay.
Heard they still hatin' on the G, that's okay.
That's okay.
Shorty wanna fuck just one night, baby, that's okay.
That's okay.
Hey, why you fucking with me? I try to keep it real with ya, and I ain't going nowhere, so you won't have to deal with it. It's gonna be a homicide in the morning. Somebody gon' die tonight. Tell me, baby, just stay in your lane.
I'd rather stand alone than stand for some shit that I can't condone. If you ain't fucking with my shit, just leave me the fuck alone. Boy, that image you creating online that make you feel tight. You all that on the net, but you ain't shit in your real life. I roll with some niggas that's educated of felons. I ain't worried about shit, cause all them niggas got weapons. I'm just trying to get rich, so all you niggas can get it. All that hating bullshit gon' catch up with you in a minute. I've been raw since yay high, since Yao Ming was 8'5", since Jordan wore a 4'5", had zeros on my pay line. Illest album out, bruh, and you ain't even heard it yet. Shit gon' get hotter than the devil in a turtleneck. American dreaming, blood diamonds and cruel oil. Never let my niggas down, so my crew's loyal. Got me feeling like a king, cause my Jordan's royal. I ain't never had shit, so why my son's spoiled.
Hey, why you fucking with me? I try to keep it real with ya, nowhere, so you gon' have to deal with it. It's gon' be a homicide in the morning. Somebody gon' die tonight. Tell the baby to stay in your lane, cause I'ma kill the motherfucker.
Get busy, I'm Leonardo da Vinci, you Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm loading up the semi, them hollows becoming rappy though. You Drake when he was Jimmy. If these niggas really bout it, somebody gotta convince me. My eyes on that stash though, know that cash will kill ya. Won't catch me in my pocket, ho, that's that Braxton Miller. You tell the world your dreams, and that's when they try and sleep you. You change the fucking game, and that's when they Gordon give you. Right. But fuck that shit, I need stacks on stacks. A1 credit in a brand new crib, brand new caddy with a diamond in the back. Ride through the city like I own this bitch. How many niggas jump on my dick, then off my dick, then on my dick? Cause I walk my shit like I talk my shit, and I'm gone. And I'm gonna miss everybody. Shit, I'm gonna kill the pain. And I'm gonna miss everybody. So when you say my name, have respect. Grab a tissue, wipe your eyes. Hug your mama, she gon' cry. Cause this gon' be a homicide.
Hey, why you fucking with? Try to keep it real with ya, and I ain't going nowhere, so you gon' have to deal with it. It's gonna be a homicide in the morning. Somebody gon' die tonight. Tell us if you just stay in your lane, cause I'ma kill the motherfucking gang.
Yo, what's up? This is King T from the Mighty Liquid Crew, and you're chilling on the Microphone Masters on Dub CNN, y'all. Chill.
This is not a test.
Can I get 5 on Pump 11?
Shit, that's all I got. I'm a hungry nigga. Just bought Doritos and a pop. Got a rapper in the trunk and he beating cause it's hot. Fuck your favorite rapper. Take him to the Arizona Desi. Chop that nigga body up and plant that nigga like a veggie. Still, I got my gas on.
Gas on.
Niggas
gas on.
Don't like it, get your ass on. Will he set fire, stay wired like a trap phone?
Yeah.
I'm about to rap like my last song. Nigga, get up, sit up. We man, I hit up, make sure it's lit up. Will he kick a verse like the sister in law, a jigger, make sure it hit ya. The elevator, Terminator. Middle finger, fuck a hater. You niggas sweeter than an hour later. When you hear my bars, bite a nigga like an alligator. Yeah, I wish my city did a purge. I be in the bathtub waiting on these fucking nerves. My side bitch became my main bitch, cause she fucked right. Third bitch, see him in the club, start a club fight. Bitch, why you in the bathroom taking that long? She came out in a black thong. Shit, she got a gas on. Fake titties in the ass on. Looking like a supermodel bitch with some tats on. You see this dick, get your ass on.
Know you hate the way these backwoods smell, but I'ma light this on. Yeah. Let's get them.
Money on the way, it don't stop. Money on the way, it don't stop. About to put these hoes on my cock. About to put these hoes on my cock. Yeah.
When there's money on the brain, gotta feed it like a pigeon. About to get it like a pastor on religion. Yeah, I'm with it. Used to rob niggas with my nigga dollar on the mission. Tie nigga up, jump through the window, tell him whip it.
whip it.
Yeah, get your gas on. Nigga, why you driving with the mask on? Pull up in a Circle K, we can split the cash on. My bitch waiting, I can smash on. I got about $2.50 left, man.
It's the government verse.
Them niggas kicked in my door, them niggas scared my bitch, my puppy biting they leg. Them niggas tore up my shit and got their eyes on me, follow me, like to follow me home. Man, I quit selling drugs, so it must be the song. It must be the song. Well, fuck it, let's get it on. Shit, they had their gas on. Came into my crib, know they ass wrong. My lawyer said they harass on. Arizona, I am back home.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, make sure you hit up the show at mm@dubcnn.com, mm@dubcnn.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, and you can follow on Instagram at Microphone Masters. So usually we go back and forth, Mr. Renwick, about what's on my mind, what's on your mind, but I am so in tune to you, my friend, that I'm just gonna let you have the floor before we head out. The song that we're gonna head out to is gonna be Cardi, Chitty Bang. But before we do that, any last words from James Renwick? The floor is yours.
Alright, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of consternation. What do we do about the fact that the Spurs and the basketball and they're fouling? DeAndre Jordan can't shoot his free throws. We have to change the game. We have to change it because it's not. I got this revolutionary idea. I think I can fix this. And I put a lot of thought into this. I put a lot of work into this. How about, why can't DeAndre shoot his free throws? It's a 15-foot set shot with nobody guarding you. You know, when I started shooting free throws, I was 11. I was not in line for a 6-year, $120 million contract. I was not 7'1". I was not paid to shoot free throws. I shot free throws.
I'm in agreement with you. I like that. Yeah, make them. They got to make the free throws. Don't change the rules because they can't make the free throws.
Part of the game, man. You know what? I'm sorry. DeAndre Jordan can't dribble. We're going to have to stop dribbling in basketball.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks cannot draft players. We are going to outlaw the draft. It doesn't make sense at all.
Plus the fact that people say that the game slowed down. Yes, it slowed down. It gets ugly. But again, if you either you keep them in and you risk, and it hasn't worked up to this point. And I was listening to the TNT broadcast, and Shaq, who's so eloquent and speaks so clearly all the time, said that it hasn't worked to the point because they were still up. The Clippers were still up in the game. And the reason that the Rockets were deploying that was because they were obviously trying to get him out of the game so they could have a wider lane when it came to driving to the basket, but it didn't work. And they ultimately ended up getting blown out of the game for the most recent contest. So I'm in agreement with you there, man.
At the end of the day, the Rockets aren't beating the Clippers because the Rockets aren't very good.
Yeah.
And DeAndre Jordan's getting fouled because he can't shoot free throws. There are very simple ways to change those things. The Rockets can get better, and DeAndre Jordan can hit his free throws. That's not this week.
I'm with you there. And on that note, thank you to James Renwick for stopping through, man. We got to get you on more often, man. I always enjoy it. You make me laugh just like the rest of the crew. So we're going to leave you with Cardi. It's called Chitty Bang. And until next time, on behalf of Mr. James Renwick, I am Jay Love, and we'll catch you next time. This is my Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. And you can...
Still at my rag hang, still in that 6'4", doing the damn thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang. Still in the same streets, still from the same gang. Still, ain't no
nothing but a G thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang. In the city, I'm Gucci, no problem. In the hood, I'm good, no problem. Out of 15 cent, I made a few dollars. I'm a G, I put that on my blue Dodge. Where you from, homie? South Central, with gang banging and dope slanging is fundamental. Rag on the east, twist up my fingers. I've been banging since my first pair of Chuck Taylors. Keep it moving like an Impala on Dayton. Seattle to LA, Gary Payton. Let me show you what this West Side story about. Kill my little homie, so I'm pouring out this 40 ounce money bilingual. Fucking with the Vatos, ran out of Blanco. Call my nigga Popo. Real niggas do real things. So fuck where you from, I ain't changing my shoestrings. Still sack my pants low, still let my rag hang. Still in that 6-4, doing the damn thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang. Still in the same streets, still from the same gang. Still, ain't nothing but a G thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang. Easty, so I east side step. I'ma bang the east, there ain't no east side left. Blue chuckers, white strings in them things. Say Cardi and you might get a pass off my name. Ain't shit changed with the paint on the sixth tray. So I could give a fuck what a bitch say. And my bitches, everything that your bitch ain't. A real shark could never swim in a fish tank. Used to be little money, now I'm a big bank. Always been the shit, but now they tell me my shit stink. Tired as hell from all the nights I couldn't sleep. Hungry as shit from all them days I didn't eat. Taking trips to Phoenix, making stops in La Quinta. This for all my amigos locked up in a Pinta. Spanish bitches love me like I speak influenta. Moving like my landlord went up on the renta. Still sack my pants low, still let my rag hang. Still in that 6-4, doing the damn thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang. Still in the same streets, still from the same gang. Still, ain't nothing but a G thing. Bang, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, 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 chitty, bang, bang, chitty, bang.